Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
How many of you remember Ann Landers? Ann Landers was the famous advice giver whose column ran in hundreds of newspapers across the country. She said some things I kind of like. Here's a couple of them. She said, "Don't take your dog's admiration as proof that you're wonderful." Here's another one. Ann Landers said, "Make someone happy today. Mind your own business." And here's one I'll never forget. Here's what she said. She said, "Resentment is letting someone you despise live rent-free in your head." In fact, we're going to be talking about resentment on this program, all about resentment, but more importantly, what it is and how to let go of it, and by letting go of it, become free once again to love, and free to be kind, and free to be patient. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Forgive and Be Free. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite, well, it's not my favorite topic, but it's probably the most important topic. And it's the one that people resonate with. People seem to get it. And here it is. It's resentment. I have listened to talk radio, to Christian radio. I've watched Christian television over the years. I've been a frequent and constant watcher and listener. And rarely, rarely do I hear anyone talk about resentment. I don't know why. But resentment is the thing that is ruining, probably, if you're like most people, ruining your life, ruining your relationship, making you unsuccessful, and even if you are successful, it's tainted. And it is also ruining your health, and it ruins everything. And over the years, I have looked at resentment. I've studied it. I've thought about it. I've pondered it. And I am more convinced now than ever that if there was one thing, I remember, would you mind? Here's a little aside. Do you remember, who was it? Was it Joan Rivers? Who was that funny comedian? She was so funny. She used to say, "Can we talk?" Well, can we talk? I remember the great newspaper columnist Ann Landers. She was a great newspaper columnist. Her column appeared in hundreds of newspapers across the country. That was back when newspapers were the big thing. And she was an advice columnist. She gave advice like, "Dear Abby." Well, Ann Landers, near the end of her long and illustrious career, a reporter asked her one time, he said, "Ann, after all of these years of giving advice, if you could give people just one piece of advice, what would it be?" And she said, "To be more forgiving." It's beautiful, isn't it? And you immediately know it's true. The moment you hear that, you know it's true. You can flash on the relationship between you and your mom and your dad and you and your husband and your parents and everyone, you immediately know it's true. Be more forgiving. But the problem is a lot of people don't really know how to be more forgiving. I'm going to give you the answer right now. It's let go of resentment. That's the answer. Let go of resentment. And how do you let go of resentment? Well, you have to have an attitude. You have to become a little more humble. You have to get your big ego out of the way and realize that you are, you know, I once had, can we talk? I once was sitting with a title officer at a title company, very nice lady, and we were talking about this and that. And she said, sooner or later, Everybody in their life has to realize that they're not the queen of the world or the king of the world. And sooner or later, you're going to have to see that, and you're going to have to realize that it's just wrong to judge other people, to hate them, to condemn them in your mind, to talk about them behind their back. Stop hating other people. Stop resenting other people. They're just people. When you look at your husband, instead of resenting him and judging him and always trying to change him and being unhappy about things that he does, just see that he's a man. That's all. He's just a man. Husbands, your wife is just a lady. So stop resenting them, would you please?
Hi, Roland. I just want to thank you. This is Ophelia in Crestline, California. Thanking you for your message this morning. You know what you say about, you know, the drama and things that occur in families where the husband ends up climbing up or different things like that, what you mentioned. That's real. And so many of us experienced it. And so I'm saying that what you say is truly helpful for us to keep in touch with our Savior, the rock and redeemer upon whom we can stand. Thank you so much, Roland. God bless you.
There are a couple of things that help us to let go of resentment. One of them is a big wake-up call. Yeah, a big wake-up call. And I'm not going to go into any examples of what big wake-up calls are, but you know what they are. And then all of a sudden you say, hey, wait a minute. You take a mental step back and say, wait a minute. See? And another way that helps you to give up resentment is when you get older. You know, when you're a kid, and your parents don't let you do what you want to do, you hate them. And other kids are smarter than you, or more clever than you, or handsomer than you, or prettier than you, or the teacher likes them more than you, or they have more boyfriends or girlfriends, and then you hate them. You go out in the world, and the world doesn't give you your due. So you think, the nature of the fallen human being is to play God. We want to be God. We want to be right and never wrong. So we're a king and a judge, or a queen and a judge. We want to be treated in a kingly way and have people like us and respect us and honor us and so on. And when they don't, we resent them and condemn them. Just like a king is a king and demands glory, and a judge, he dishes out judgment. Well, that's what the ego plays. Now, we inherit that. You inherit that from your parents and all the way back to Adam and Eve. But you have to see that it's just not the way to live. It's not the way to be. You have to find a way to soften. So what is it that supports the ego? It's pride. A stubborn pride. Do you know anyone that's stubborn? Who will never admit she's wrong? Do you know anybody like that? Well, like I was saying earlier, it helps when you grow older. It helps when you grow older, and then all of a sudden, you see that you're acting just like your mom did or just like your dad. You don't want to yell at your kids, but you do. You don't want to be impatient with them, but you are. See? And all of a sudden, you realize that you're dead and you can't help yourself. You see that you are impatient. You see that you don't have love. You see that what you're saying and what you're doing is backfiring. And you don't know how to change yourself. You don't know how to make yourself right. And now you can't stop yourself. And so now you realize that's just the same. You're in the same boat that your mom was or your dad was. And you hated them, but now you realize they weren't deliberately being cruel to you. They weren't deliberately being mean to you. See, if they were doing you wrong, they couldn't stop themselves. Something was in them. Something was driving them. And how did that get in them? What was in them and what was driving them? And what wouldn't let them be sweet, wouldn't let them be kind, wouldn't let them have understanding? It was some kind of a stubborn pride. And how did it get in? It got in when they resented their parents. That's right. Now you understand? Most of the time, that's how it gets in. Rage at your mom. Rage and anger at your dad. That's how it gets in. And once it gets inside of you, it bosses you around, it torments you, it ruins your life, and it forces you to do the same thing to your kids that your parents did to you. So it's time for a wake-up call. And realize that the way you're going now, if you're like most people, it's going to end in something not so good. So now's the time to have a change of heart, to take a mental step back and say, hey, I don't want to hate anymore. I don't want to resent anymore. I don't want to be impatient with my kids anymore. And just see that it's resentment that's doing it. Do you have a learning block? Do you have a block against love? Well, you can be sure that resentment is behind it. So whatever resentment is, it's a very negative thing. Now, here's the thing about resentment. It's a sin. That's right. It's a sin. It's wrong. It's wrong to resent and hate other people. Look, how many times have you been talking to somebody or something, and all of a sudden you see they're resentful? Well, don't you see that it's an inferior response? It's an inferior response. Now, if you take somebody like Hitler, for example, all right, so he didn't have to be resentful anymore. Why? Because he was out doing all kinds of terrible, terrible things. And whatever was in him drove him to do that. And so, you know, it's like the old expression, you know, the guy that said, hey, I don't get ulcers, I give ulcers. Okay, well, Hitler gave ulcers. All right. But how did it start? How was it that a long time ago when he was a little boy, how did it begin? Undoubtedly, it was hatred of someone, probably hatred of his parent. And in that hate, in that anger, in that rage, that pride got in and then used him. You see what I mean? So resentment is inferior. And when you resent someone, you feel inferior. And you also feel guilty for resenting. How many times has somebody asked you to do something and you didn't want to do it? And you resented their asking you, and then what? You felt guilty, so you ended up doing it, even though you maybe shouldn't have done it. You know, you did them a favor. You know, you're walking down the street, and some homeless person sneaks up on you and startles you and says, "Oh, give me some money." And your immediate reaction is resentment. But then what? Then you feel guilty for the resentment. So you might just give him too much money out of guilt. You see what I mean? Your kids, they're just kids, but you resent them. You're impatient with them, and then you feel guilty. And then what do? You spoil them and give them. See? And then instead of saying things when you should say something, when you should point something out, you don't say anything because you're too guilty and you're afraid you're going to get angry and impatient again. You don't want people to see it, so you just smile and you're nice and you spoil them. You see what I mean? But there's no love in it. So I think I've made my point. Resentment is the thing to let go of. You have to see that it's wrong and watch for it. Now, here's the thing. So now, do you understand? I said it. I'll say it again. Be more forgiving. And how do you be more forgiving? Let go of resentment. That's it. See? Because when you let go of the resentment, then you're free. You're free to say yes, or you're free to say no. If someone comes up and said, give me a lot of money, and you resent them, now you're trapped. You either say no with anger and resentment, and then you feel guilty for it, or you cave in because of the guilt and say yes and give them money that you shouldn't be giving them. But if you don't resent them, you take a mental step back, you don't resent, you let the resentment pass. Now you're free to say, okay, I don't have a lot of money to give you, but I can give you this sandwich. Or you say, no, sorry, and walk away, and you don't feel guilty at all. Why? Because you didn't resent him.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Resentment is the thing. It takes you out of a heavenly state of mind, and it puts you in a hellish one. Then you become vulnerable, sensitive, irritable, and it brings on all kinds of symptoms because resentment puts you into this negative, lower state of being. All right? So that's something else that it does. So I'm giving you a lot of good reasons for giving it up, but the main reason you want to give it up is because you see that it hurts other people. Yeah, it hurts you too, but it hurts other people when you're resentful. You can't be, even if they don't see it, even if you smile with a pasty smile on your face, you don't have love, and your kids see that. You can smile and say something nice, but they see that you don't have love. And why don't you have love? Because of resentment. See? You get it? All right. Well, I think I've made my point. You got to let go of resentment. Oh, but then the next thing is you have to see it. Now, most of us don't see a lot of people. They say, well, I'm not resentful. They don't even see that they're resentful, or I'm not judgment, or it immediately turns into judgment. See, a lot of people, their resentment becomes judgment. See, they, instead of feeling inferior, see, they puff up like a cobra, and they look down on others with contempt. That's right, a secret contempt and a secret judgment. They don't see the resentment part. They just see the judgment part. And they feel justified in their judgment, see? So resentment and judgment, they both go together, hand in glove. They both have to go. But you have to see it. Now, if you don't want to see it, then you won't see it. Or if you see it, you'll justify it. See, a lot of us along the way, as we have aged, you know, from age 18 to 20 to 22 to 24 to 26 to 28 and so on. As we aged, we sometimes saw that we were resentful. See, we saw it. but we felt justified in it. We felt like, well, what he did to me or what she did to me or what they're doing to me, somebody or something whispered, justified, rationalized. You rationalized your resentments and so on. But it keeps you in a negative state, a lower state, a vulnerable state, a sensitive state, a wrong state. So you got to let go of it. So how are you going to see it? You have to learn to stand back and watch it. And that's the purpose of the little meditation that I have, that I share with people. It's so simple. Or the sitting quietly exercise. It teaches you how to start to be able to stand back and not get pulled into things, not become emotional, not get lost in thoughts, not get lost in emotions, stand back. And then you can see the resentment. There it is. You see it. And you let it go. You watch it. You don't indulge it. See, resentment is like indulging a piece of candy, a big, luscious, rich piece of chocolate. You can smell the chocolate and then you eat it and indulge it. Resentment is like that. Somebody does something and then you resent them and then you indulge, you wallow in, you revel in the resentment. It feeds your ego. It feeds that pride in you. See, it feeds your pride, feeds on the resentment. It eats resentment. It eats hurt feelings. It eats anger. And it grows stronger. And then it gains control over you the same way it gained control over probably your parent. Got it? All right. So if you need help being able to stand back and look objectively at things and look at your own emotions, at your own resentment. See, the other thing is when you see the resentment, don't resent yourself. See, when you see anger, don't get angry at yourself. When you see resentment, don't resent yourself. Just stand back and see it objectively. Okay.
Everyone has access to what they know in their heart. That wordless inner knowing is the source of truth. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. What does truth lead to? Truth has two aspects to it. The doing part requires energy. Many of you do not have courage. You know what's right, but you don't do it. You want to do the right thing, but then you second-guess yourself or try to save your hide. The other part is you're under a trance. It's called original sin. When someone comes along with a white jacket, you just do it. If you were a little child and you were bullied, you may fall under a trance when you see the bully later on in life. You must come out of your trance and into God's light. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Learn to be objective, and that's the purpose of my meditation that I have. Then you'll be a better mom. If you practice it, see, with the right attitude, you know, a humble attitude, where you want to know the truth, and you really and truly want to be a better person, not just so you'll look better or feel better, but because you really, really want to be a better person, then it'll work for you, and then it'll help you. You need to be more objective. You know, at work, when you're at work, and the customer comes with an issue or a question, you don't resent the customer. You just take care of it. See, at work, it's amazing how objective you can be, how calm, how reasonable, see, how commonsensical you can be. It's amazing. Well, you got to be the same way at home with your kids and your wife and your husband and, you know, and about yourself. You have to be calm, objective, and so on and so forth. See, you have to. Otherwise, you're going to fail at home. You see people at in business world who are very successful at business and they fail at home. Now, how is that possible? Well, it's because life is based on there's a spiritual side of life. If you don't have that one all in order, then none of the rest of it's going to work out. So the most important thing is to let go of resentment, calm down, and then you are free. See, you are free then to choose rightly. Now, you may still not choose rightly. See, God gave us a choice factor. See, atoms and molecules and planets, they have to obey the laws of nature, the laws of physics, the laws of biology. They're not free. A squirrel has to obey certain laws. It has a certain nature. It's not free. But human beings have a freedom factor. We have a choice factor. You can willingly love what is true and honor what is true and serve what is true, or you can reject it and serve what is selfish. See? Serve selfishness and hate other people and reject what is true. You see what I mean? And love lies. Usually you have a choice factor. So stand back from your emotions and suddenly you are free to choose rightly. And please God, you choose rightly. And it'll be the beginning of a whole new life. Everything will change for the better. It'll be wonderful beyond belief. It says in the Bible that eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has prepared for those who love Him. So all you got to do is find Him. And you can begin by letting go of resentment. Be more forgiving. How to be more forgiving? Let go of resentment. It's that simple. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.